My name is Kelly Sulik, and I am the flute professor at UVA, and I also play principal flute in the Charlottesville Symphony and with the Albemarle Ensemble, which is our faculty woodwind quintet, and also in the Ecosono Ensemble, which is an environmentally focused group filled with professors from UVA and folks around North America. One of my favorite pieces to play now is actually a piece that I wrote my dissertation on. It's by a German composer named Christina Kubisch. It's called Emergency Solos, and it's a set of short performance acts for the flute. So it's actually as much performance art as it is flute music. You're asked to use extra musical objects to play the flute. So there's one movement where you wear boxing gloves and play the flute. There's another where you put thimbles on all 10 of your fingers and use them to like scrape along the flute and create sound that way. I will say I use my student instrument whenever I play that piece instead of my current flute. There's a piece where you listen to the head joint of the flute. You don't even make any sound, you listen to the internal sounds of the flute. So that piece has really been captivating me lately. I've been having fun bringing that around the United States because no one's really played it here since the composer did in the mid and late 1970s when she wrote it. And so that was actually my last public performance before everything got shut down. I did that at the Darkwater Women in Music Festival in North Carolina. So I had a lot of fun bringing that to there. And then 2 days later, everything shut down and here we are. So that's been at the top of my list right now, maybe because it's the most fresh and exciting for me. It's funny, what has always been on my bucket list since I first heard it was the Christopher Rouse Flute Concerto, which I was supposed to play with the Charlottesville Symphony in April, and I'd been telling everyone, that's my bucket list piece, finally, I've loved this piece for 20 years, I'm gonna play it, and we're still hoping to do it. If we're back in business in April, I'll be performing it then. If not, it'll probably get bumped to the 2021-22 season, but that's still on my bucket list. I've played it in its reduction form, so the version that's written for flute and piano, but there's so much beautiful orchestral color in that piece with the full orchestra, so that is still my number one bucket list piece to this day.